A few weeks ago, we interviewed a man who pushed Nike to develop the FlyEase line. Those are sneakers with features to make them easier for people with limited mobility to wear. We talked about the newest product in the shoe line, the Go FlyEase, which is designed to be completely hands-free. But one couple wrote to us about their struggle to get the new shoe. NPR's Eva Tesfai got in touch with them to talk about the accessible footwear.
It unzips there and then comes off.
Gabriel Riazzi shows me over Zoom how his husband takes on and off his Nikes.
So you can see that, like, the heel opens so that Cooper can slide his foot in and with one hand zip it closed around his foot.
Cooper Lewis is recovering from a stroke and has limited mobility. He loves Nike's FlyEase line because he can get them on and off by himself. But he still needs to use his hands to close the strap.
And I have to have shoes on my feet before I get up out of bed.
That's why he's looking forward to the Go FlyEase, Nike's first hands-free shoe. Riazzi points out that his husband needs a lot of athletic gear as he regains his ability to walk.
Literally, our home is like a Pilates table, walkers, exercise bands. Cooper lives the life of an athlete.
Nike says the shoe was inspired by the needs of people with disabilities, so Lewis and Riazzi thought it would be easy for them to get access to it. Instead, they had to sign up for Nike's membership and apps and wait for the first limited U.S. release, which is scheduled for April. The couple are huge Nike fans, but they say the company's marketing strategy is forcing them to compete with people who don't really need adaptive footwear.
They're using disability to sell to the masses while not giving those with disability the first access. And that's inappropriate, I think.
I actually have it opened in what we call the ready position or the open position.
That's Sarah Reinertsen. She is a designer on the FlyEase innovation team at Nike.
And then when you step down on it, like if I put my foot in there and I step down, it would stay down as well. It's also stable in that go position.
She's also an athlete with a prosthetic leg. She's had to wear special medical shoes for years.
And I was really tired of being told those are the shoes that are for you because you have a disability. So I think it's, you know, we've been very deliberate in that we might be designing for people with disabilities, but this shoe is for everybody.
We need everybody to buy into this so that we can have more options.
That's disability fashion stylist Stephanie Thomas. She understands the frustration that Lewis has with Nike's marketing strategy. But she thinks the shoe's popularity will help normalize accessible fashion.
That'll make Adidas, that'll make, you know, Puma, that'll make everybody like, whoa, 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 let me get in on this. There's an actual market here.
She says that the fashion industry needs to start looking at people with disabilities as viable fashion customers. And the way to do that is to treat them like fashion customers. Still, Lewis feels that people with disabilities should have early access to products designed with them in mind.
I think it's important for people with disabilities to have first access to the shoe because we already have it hard enough.
Eva Tesfai, NPR News.